Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Dr. Michelle Lochner. She's a senior lecturer at the University of the Western Cape in the Department of Physics and Astronomy. Now, she does some really interesting work, which you maybe not associate straight away with astronomy, because it's more on the kind of data side and machine learning, but it's all about how we can find stuff up there by peering into the data. So good afternoon, Michelle.
Hi, Ketchel. Thank you so much for the interview. Yeah, so we're in this incredible moment in astronomy and worldwide where there's just more and more and more data. So we're already getting surveys where there could be images of hundreds of millions. We're moving towards billions of galaxies. Now, somewhere in this data is going to be a Nobel Prize winning discovery. So the question is, how do you still make these discoveries when there's just way too much data for a human to manually go through it all? So my research revolves around developing artificial intelligence techniques to help humans make unexpected, novel discoveries. And it's really key that I use machine learning in conjunction with an astronomer's expertise and knowledge, because machine learning algorithms might notice that something is strange, but not necessarily if it's scientifically interesting. So there's a really important coupling, we call it the human cyber interface, where you need the humans and machine learning to work together to actually make these groundbreaking discoveries.
And this is presumably quite new research that you're involved in, but has there been any actual detections or weird stuff, exotic stuff, that's been detected so far using these techniques?
Yeah, we had a very exciting moment. So I developed this framework called Astronomaly, which is designed to be able to detect these things that we call anomalies in astronomical data. And so I was running Astronomaly on some Meerkat data. So your listeners might have heard of the Meerkat radio telescope in South Africa. Beautiful telescope. And my algorithm actually found something very strange that no human had noticed in the data. And we wrote a paper on it. We called it a steep and uneven ring of non-thermal radiation, in other words, Sauron. And there was quite a lot of media coverage around it, so you can look up the articles and the YouTube videos. We still don't know what it is. We think it could be a remnant of two supermassive black holes merging and exploding violently. But we've taken more data and we're still trying to figure it out. But it is an example of where machine learning discovered something that was missed by humans.
So, okay, that's humans missing things in the data. But what about, you know, if you detect something that's unusual, how do you know it's unusual?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And this is something that humans are very good at. And it's taken quite a lot of research to get machines to be anywhere near as good as humans. We're really good at pattern recognition and recognizing when something is unusual or just wrong. You know, it shouldn't be in the data. But we have got to the point where machine learning has caught up. Like I said before, something could be anomalous, weird, rare, but not actually interesting. So an example of that might be like an artifact, like a satellite streaking through your image or an airplane. And those are relatively rare, but not actually interesting. And the algorithms can't tell the difference unless you teach them. So that's something that I've been doing a lot of. And of course, even if you find something that looks kind of strange, there's a lot of follow-up work that a human has to do to really figure out what it could be. You might look at other data. You might need to do some modeling. You might need to do some extra research to try and figure out exactly what it is that you found and how interesting it really is.
And it's a very, very big universe out there, and there's an awful lot of data, so I'm sure you're going to be very, very busy for years to come with your anomaly detection. Dr. Michelle Lochner, thank you very much for talking to the Fine Music Radio listeners about your fascinating work.
Thank you so much, Ketchel, and thank you everybody for listening.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.